welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of quite a few Tudor history books. Where am I taking you back to today? Well, I'm taking you back to the reign of the last Tudor monarch, Queen Elizabeth I. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 20th of April 1578, Lady Mary Keys, originally Grey, sister of Lady Jane Grey and wife of Thomas Keys, died at her home in the parish of St. Botolph without Aldgate in London. Here are some facts about this Tudor lady. Mary was born in around 1545, probably at the Grey family home, Bradgate Hall in Leicestershire. She was the youngest daughter, after Jane and Catherine, of Henry Grey, Duke of Suffolk, and his wife, Frances Brandon. Through her mother, Mary was the granddaughter of Charles Brandon, Duke of Suffolk, and his wife, Mary Tudor, Queen of France, and she was also the great-granddaughter of King Henry VII. In May 1553, when she was about 8 years old, Mary was betrothed to Arthur Lord Grey of Wilton, her cousin. But the fall of her sister, Lady Jane Grey, in the summer of 1553, followed by the execution of Jane and the sister's father in February 1554, dashed the family's hopes of a good marriage for Mary, and the betrothal was dissolved. Mary was described as little, crook-backed and very ugly by the Spanish ambassador. Mary was interested in theology and had a collection of religious works. She served Queen Elizabeth I as a maid of honour and was granted a pension of £80, which was a real help seeing as her late mother's estate had mostly gone to Mary's stepfather, Adrian Stokes. In 1565, Mary angered her mistress, Queen Elizabeth I, by marrying the Queen's sergeant porter, Thomas Keys, who was a widower, had rather a lot of children, and was twice her age. It was an interesting match too, in that Mary was tiny and Keys was said to be about 6'8", and he was of the gentry class and Mary was related to the Queen. The Queen was furious with the couple for marrying without her consent when Mary was so close to the throne. Keys was thrown into Fleet Prison and Mary was put into the care of Sir William Hawtrey at Chequers. In 1567, Mary was moved to the home of her step-grandmother, Catherine Willoughby, Duchess of Suffolk, and then onto that of Sir Thomas Gresham in 1569. In 1568, Keys was released from prison, but sadly he died in 1571 without ever being reconciled with Mary. Although the Queen gave Mary her freedom in 1572, Mary stayed with Gresham voluntarily because she had nowhere else to go and no money. However, Gresham really didn't want her, and in 1573, Mary moved to her stepfather Adrian Stokes's home for a time before setting up her own home in London. At New Year 1578, she is recorded as having exchanged gifts with the Queen and so was back at court by that time. She died at her home in London on this day in 1578 at the age of 33 during an outbreak of the plague. In her will, she left her mother's jewellery to her step-grandmother, Catherine Willoughby, along with a mystic ruby, something that was thought to protect against the plague. She also made bequests to her cousin, Lady Arundel, her stepfather's second wife, Lady Throckmorton, her servants, and her stepdaughter Jane. The bulk of her estate went to her goddaughter Mary, who was her stepdaughter's daughter. Mary was laid to rest on the 14th of May 1578 at Westminster Abbey, with Susan Bertie, Countess of Kent and daughter of Catherine Willoughby, acting as chief mourner. Mary was laid to rest in the tomb of her mother, Frances. If you want to know more about Mary and her sisters, Lady Catherine Grey and Lady Jane Grey, I'd highly recommend reading Leander de Lisle's book, The Sisters Who Would Be Queen. It is fantastic. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 20th of April 1534, Elizabeth Barton, the nun of Kent, was executed for treason. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.